Hello, boys and girls. I am so happy you came back to my podcast because I was really lonely without you guys listening to me talk. Because sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself and I'm having an existential crisis. How's your day going, Francis? Was that too deep for you? Do you have no response? This is the No Point Podcast. There's no point, so you could say whatever you want.
It's just a really hard day for me, and,
Oh, are we gonna tell them?
I'm just gonna power through this podcast, because, you know, we never miss an episode. We're basically like the mailman of podcasts.
Yeah, rain, sleet, or hail, we'll record indoors. Sometimes we miss them for less problems. Like, maybe we'll miss an episode because we're just not feeling it.
I'm doing something. I'm trying to make it seem like I'm having a bad day, but I'm still giving the podcast. So then even if the podcast episode's bad, they're like, Fraser's just having a bad day.
Let him do it! Let him cook! So what will you say, man?
It's just...
We'll edit all that garbage out. Good.
You know what? Don't even focus on me right now. I'm gonna give you all I have today and just, guys, welcome to the No Point Podcast, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive, especially when I'm feeling like this.
No, buddy, I'm with you. Roll the intro!
We're gonna get so many...
Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. Lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy.
Guys, I just want to say that, like, I'm really proud of my brother Francis for being here and recording this podcast.
Oh, I'm still doing that?
Despite the devastation and the loss that struck our family this week. Because our cousins, uncles, brothers, nephews, nieces, friends, brothers, cousins, co-workers, pet fish died. And we still showed up today, showing you that we care about you.
You know how hard it was to find out that information? It was literally almost impossible to get in touch with everybody.
They didn't even want to tell them. We don't even have a cousin.
When we meant it was hard to hear, we meant it was hard to hear. Because sometimes there's a game of telephone. And at a brief moment, we thought one guy was getting a toupee. We didn't know.
That is also true, though.
That is true. He is getting a toupee. I don't know where the signals got crossed, but...
At the time that this episode of the podcast comes out and you're listening to this, me and Francis will be in L.A. at VidCon.
L.A.
Baby. It'll be like the spinoff. It'll be like the
yeah, I haven't talked about this, but I think of, like, traveling as collab episodes.
Yeah, it's like
you know what I mean?
Like a crossover.
Think about your life, right? I think of my life as like a Disney show.
Yeah.
Okay, right? And everything is like the normal sitcom when you're with your family and you're talking, the normal day-to-day things. That's sitcom stuff. But every time in a season, you know, in a year, sometimes you have to spice up an episode.
Sometimes you need a big episode.
A big episode,
right?
A crossover or something. And traveling is like that for
yes.
me. Where I'm like, you know, we have this big thing that we go to once a year, every year, and that's what I consider our season finale.
Yes.
Of that year. And, like, you know, a bunch of these trips are just, you know, views were down, gotta
get back
spice
up
it up.
Hopefully this will make the podcast more interesting, because we have a lot of stories after last VidCon, so hopefully, like, we'll get a lot of good stories. Maybe we'll record some podcast clips with some people while we're down there, because we have some funny stories that we'd love to tell.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that we're getting away from our family for a while, especially our sister Kat, because what she...
Tell her, JP! Drag her through the mud!
What she did to my brother Francis yesterday was absolutely despicable. I've never seen somebody
2 days ago.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page.
Yeah, what she did to you was terrible.
Yeah, no, I'm a victim.
You're a victim.
I'm a victim.
You're a victim.
I'm a victim. I honestly deserve therapy.
So, like, we've had an unspoken rule our entire childhood. Sometimes we go out to dinner with just me, Francis, and Kat, our sister. And it's just, she's always been the oldest. She worked longer. She, like, is eh, and we're awesome.
Also, yeah, like, you know, I just think that, like, we hold a lot of the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, so she usually, you know, just, you know, gets it, you know?
So when we go out with our sister, she just has more than not picked up the bill.
Yeah.
It's like, we're siblings. It's not going to be like, oh, I'll Venmo you for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we all have
that.
The same,
like,
bank account,
it's
you know?
It's more than likely.
I mean, they're different, but I'd like them to be the same.
She's usually like, oh, I'll get this one, you'll get the next one. But I think she was catching on to, There hasn't been the next one.
In a little bit.
And we'll admit that.
I'll admit that. And so Kat has... Okay, so we figured out that Kat's less angry about it if we pick a place that she enjoys.
Yes. If we pick a restaurant she likes, and if we are, like, good time. She doesn't complain.
Exactly. So sometimes, that's where we get this, like, you know... We have the banter. If we have a good time and we pick a good place, and she don't mind. She picks up the bill. You know what I mean?
And we're fine.
We're fine. And there's nothing. And it's a symbiotic relationship. Because she needs us to have a good time, and we need her to pick up the bill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The real problem here is sometimes she picks bad restaurants.
Yeah. So anyway, so it was really late, what we were getting out of.
Yeah.
And it was at that point, we just had to pick a place, and there weren't many places open. Like, I'm talking about the only places open are, like, Applebee's, like, because Applebee's...
Don't diss on Applebee's.
Applebee's doesn't have a closing time because they could not afford to, like, send away a customer.
Just a side note, we were at Applebee's the other day, and one of the waiters, he has been working there untrained for the last 3 years. He doesn't know what he's doing.
That's what he's... His words,
he
not
has
ours.
No idea what he does as an Applebee's server. They never trained
so,
him.
So, like, it was Applebee's, or me and JP very much enjoy a place called Smoky Bones.
I love Smoky Bones.
If you don't know this little thing about JP, is he's really into cheap meat. Not cheap as in, like, if it's, like, you know, like just Dollar Tree meat. No. He likes bargain.
Any meat I can get at a discount, I'll take.
So he likes expensive meat, but at a bargain, which is why he really enjoys Cat picking up the bill.
Oh, that's the best bargain.
That's the best bargain ever.
To be fair, steak that day at Smoky Bones, buy one steak, get one steak free.
You know how...
Free! That's a good deal.
I think we could do a whole podcast episode of JP reciting the deals at Smoky Bones.
The rib feast is $19.99 for a full rack of baby back Norwegian ribs, plus a beer, plus two sides, and a piece of Texas toast bread. And that is available every single day.
Like, he could do this forever. He knows all... He used to do it all the time when he was like, Applebee's did this thing. We don't go to Applebee's much anymore because they used to do this thing where it was like unlimited chicken tenders, and JP is a sucker for cheap meat. And that's basically
JP's personality. We were at Applebee's the other day, and we were talking about the unlimited chicken tenders, and they go, yeah, we haven't brought it back because people were like taking advantage of that. And I was like, I came and had 18 plates of chicken tenders.
He did. So anyway, that's not the moral of the story. The moral of the story is we're now at... We decide we don't want Applebee's, so let's go to Smoky Bones.
Late at night, like 1 a.m. Like, this isn't like...
Our sister
hates Smoky Bones. She hates it.
And I get it. The place is a little sticky. Like, just in general, if you were to describe Smoky Bones in one word, JP would do cheap meat.
I love meat.
I would do sticky. It's sticky. It's a little bit sticky. It's not at the best part of... Like, area-wise, it's like, in a parking lot. Like, it's next to an Olive Garden. It's not the greatest location. It's out of our way, especially for Rhode Island.
So she hates it. She hates it. She was so mad we picked Smoky Bones. She's like, I hate this. We're like, it's the only place open. She's so mad, but she's going. She's fine.
Now,
she's just expecting some good banta. She just wants to have a good time despite the circumstances. And I tried to give her that. I gave her the best effort I could have ever imagined. I was locked in on incredible banter. Francis was a bit distracted. Francis did not look up once from his TikTok, his Instagram, his text messages. Not once did he look up. Not a single time did he look up from the phone to say a word to the sister or me, except when a guy next to us was clearly intoxicated and goes, oh my gosh, is that a fly? Or a UFO! And the friend next to him goes, a fly. And he goes, you never can tell.
Of course I'd look up on that. That might be the greatest line in the history of line. Is that a fly or a UFO? I look up at the TV. It is most clearly a fly on the TV. So clear. Clear as day, it's a fly. It's moving. Like, flying. And he goes, fly or UFO? And then for the friend to, like, tell him, and then his line, you can never really tell. What do you mean? And so I quote it now on a daily basis.
You never can really tell.
So that is the part I looked up for. And I can quote it, and I love it, and I love that it happened. I smile because it happened, and smiled, and sad because it's over.
He also looked up every single time our waitress came over, because he had a running joke with her about how much he loves Pitbull. But he never looked up for anything that me and Kat had to offer.
Those are my two lookups. I get to talk to you guys all the time.
Never looks up. Never looks up.
Yeah,
so,
never looked up.
First of all, you can tell this because I've eaten my entire steak, buy one, get one free, my all of my sides, and I look over at Francis' plate. He has eaten one bite of the steak. So do you know what I did? I said, hey, are you going to finish that? And I ate his entire steak.
So that's a very important part of the story. And a part that we don't talk about enough as the victim. First of all, I cut off a little piece of my steak and I eat a bite. I'm not a huge eater.
45 minutes later, he has only eaten that bite. Okay, I'm getting impatient.
And then JV is now...
I love meat.
JV goes... JV... Now, JV is being either a fly or a UFO. You can't really tell. But he goes over and he goes, so, like, are you going to eat that? And I go, yeah. And he goes, oh, like you're not going to even, like, maybe have a little bit of leftovers? And I was like, I mean... Probably. I'm probably not going to be able to eat the whole thing. You know my appetite's small. He goes, oh.
Then I ate it.
Can I have it? And I tell him, I go, you want to eat my meal? He goes, oh, no. I'm just joking. And I go, oh, okay. I take another bite. And literally goes, so like, how much of it do you think you're not going to eat? And I go, do you want this meal? And he goes, yes. And I go, okay. And I give him my meal. I give him, do I not give it to you?
You give it to me and I eat it.
I give it to you. Very quickly. He eats it. So he eats his steak, my steak,
and
his mac and cheese, my mac and cheese.
And some of Kat's.
And he leaves just a little bit of mashed potatoes. And then he has the audacity. The audacity to then immediately the person who gives him his whole meal turn on me. I've never seen somebody turn on me quicker. Turn on me.
Kat asks Francis a question. He's not looking up. He has no idea what's going on. He ignores her. She's getting more and more frustrated. So she asks him another question. Ignores him again. She goes, you know what? I'm sick of this. I go out to eat with you at a place I don't like. And you're not even talking to me. You're doing nothing. You have been on your phone this entire time. I'm not going to do this. And Francis goes, I'm so sorry. So she kind of gives him another chance. Goes right back to the phone. Meant nothing, that apology. Meant nothing. The fact that last episode I said I bought him an ice cream scoop. I don't know why I would ever buy him an ice cream scoop. Because he's awful, right? So he's doing this. Listen to the old episodes. This is just a side note. Go back and listen to our old episodes of No Point Podcast. They're great. She goes, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm not going to buy you food today. Francis is like, whoa. Don't threaten me with something like that. That's getting serious.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Don't pull out your big guns.
Yeah.
Don't pull out your big guns.
What are we doing?
And, you know, I'm siding with Kat.
And that's what's so bad about it. We are a package deal.
Kat is pretty boring alone.
You know how much we've done.
I've had to suffer through Kat's conversations. They really had nothing to offer.
But
not much banter there.
Do you understand, though, like, our whole life, you know, we've been like a voting block. And today you turned on me.
I did. So I go, you know what, Francis? She's right. I go,
and then
name one thing we talked about today. He could name nothing. I go, what fell on the floor three times during this dinner? He had no idea. What was this conversation about?
He
has
no
idea. He is not answering a single thing. This has made Kat increasingly more mad. I'm hoping puts me a little on her good side. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, because luckily if she decides to pay for just hers and his meal, it would be all the meals.
So... Kat has now gotten increasingly more upset because of this quiz.
Because of the quiz!
She now realized.
JV is intentionally putting gas on the fire and going, he doesn't know anything that happened. He's like, another shovel of coal on this fire. Another. And he's thinking this is helping his taste. But all it's doing is making Kat realize that she did not get to talk to me at all.
So Kat, at this point, stands up. Storms out of Smoky Bones, goes, I'll leave you there, Francis. Figure out how you're going to pay. Figure it out. Because Francis goes, you can't. I forgot my wallet. Real didn't help the case either.
Good.
He had his wallet, if you wanted
move.
To know.
It's a good
Kat storms out. I'm like, yeah, we are. I join her.
He did. He stormed out. Survey. But what I find out is, she didn't let you in the car.
I go outside. She gets in her car. I'm like, yup. I go to open up the passenger seat. She locked it.
That's she locked the biggest it. Anime betrayal ever.
She you turned on me.
With the lawyer.
She turned on me. She goes, no, you're just as bad. Me just as bad.
I did the quiz.
I knew exactly what this conversation was.
Although, what I found out is JP also does not listen, but he picks up key points that he can remember in case he's quizzed on it later. But because just yesterday he did a similar thing, and he goes, let's not go any further into the conversation. I named that one thing. Let's not give him any more hints. You knew nothing more.
I knew nothing more. I knew there was something about darts, but then I spaced out. But you didn't know anything about darts, so I still...
So you knew bare minimum more than me.
So she goes, no, you're just as bad as him. Go figure out how to pay. I simply respond with, I forgot my wallet.
Good move.
I learned from the best, my G.
Good move, my G.
I learned from the best.
Good move, my G.
So I go back in like 5 minutes later. I didn't go back in right away because that would have made me look like desperate. I was also hoping at this point Francis has already paid the bill.
I didn't because I thought I'd have a chance still. I thought the longer, because I couldn't pay right away.
Yeah, this is
because then I would seem desperate.
It's messed up that she'd even do this.
You know, it's a waiting game.
She always pays. Why would she ever put this on us?
Yeah, I could have.
We
wouldn't
have went out with her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yeah.
We
no
would have stayed home. So we go back in, and I go, okay, buddy. And he goes, where's her card? And I go, I didn't get her card. He goes, I thought you were coming back in the card. Where have you been all this time with her? And I go, no, I've been outside of her car. He laughs. I sit down. The waitress comes back over.
He hasn't been in the car that whole time. like Jamie is like, I didn't want to seem desperate and come back out. I don't know that part of the story, but I know now you just didn't want to seem desperate and wait out. Because what is he doing? Just outside kicking a rock? Like, what?
Sat on
where
a bench.
Did he go?
I was over on the bench. So the waitress comes over and goes, what's going on? Is the check all set yet? And Francis goes, no, not yet. Francis turns to me and goes, so I forgot my wallet, which is messed up. He tried to use that on
me. That's not true. I said, that's not true. I would never do that to you. I respect you too much. I said, I guess me and you could split it, and I'll Venmo you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you'll Venmo me.
Because I don't have my wallet, I'm still going to stick with that story, so I'm going with the Venmo.
So I said, dude, I don't have my wallet.
So he betrayed me.
Accuses me.
No.
And then Francis goes, let me pat you down. Let me pat you down right now. Prove it. No, I thought ahead.
Not at all what happened. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I want
to
go
you
back.
You asked for a pat
Stop.
Down.
Stop.
You tried
Stop.
To pat me down because you didn't trust me.
No. No, this isn't what happened. I'm gonna say this, and you're gonna have to sit there and take it, and you're gonna say, oh, okay, because I'm right, and you're gonna say this. Here's exactly what happened. Because, again, I respect you. I respect you a lot. Not to say I don't respect Kat. I respect Kat. But me and JP, we don't have lies in our relationship, okay? So, me and Kat, we have a few. It keeps the relationship together. So, anyway, me and JP, I'm there. I go, you know, I guess I can Venmo you, we'll split it halfway. And he goes, I don't have my wallet. And I'm like, oh, now I'm saying to myself, gotta come clean. And then he goes, wait a minute. And then he pats me down, not asking for a pat down, pats me down.
Wallet, left pocket, wallet, left pocket.
He pats me down first. You pat me down first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I go,
okay, if we can just have a stop and frisk, I'd like a pat down too.
Already discovered his lies, his web of lies.
I pat down him. His pat down goes a little bit more successful than mine.
I find his wallet. He don't find my wallet.
I pay the bill.
I left my wallet
I lost home. The pat down.
I didn't have my wallet. I exit the restaurant. I'm walking in front of Francis. Francis is walking behind me. We have now left. We paid the bill. He's paid the bill. Out of my pants falls my wallet.
He had his wallet. He tucked it into the man thing. If you're ever patting down a man, don't go for the pockets. Forget the pockets. The waistband?
In the back.
They use it.
Back of the waistband. Wallet there. You know why? Over on the bench, I'm thinking, if I go back in here, he's going to ask me to pay.
He's going to ask for a pat down. Because you're a sicko who asked for a pat down. I would have never asked for a pat down.
He didn't find my wallet. He didn't find it until it fell out of the pants. Damn it.
Again, I didn't feel bad. I wouldn't want you to pay.
Yeah. you want a cat to pay.
Yeah.
Then she gets all mad because she goes,
like, I'll pay if we're together because it's me and you.
She got really mad, though, because she was like, how did it feel you getting stuck with that $100 bill last night? And Francis goes, $100 bill? Because you guys are forgetting. We got buy one, get one free steak, and she got the early bird special. So it was only like $17.99.
It's a good bill. But here's the thing.
So she goes, what did you get stuck with, $100? Thinking, two steaks.
And I looked at her and I go,
two steaks, an appetizer, and her meal. It was like 80. It was $17.99 because her meal was $7.99 and mine was $9.99. And we got buy one, get one free because cheap meat.
Yeah, but to be fair, I paid the bill, but I didn't get to eat that night.
No.
And I think that's the oddest part of that story.
My bad.
It's all right.
That's on me, guys.
What a weird time to be alive. I feel like we have less trust than we thought we did.
I'm not doing anything with Kat anymore. I'm not going out. Actually,
we did go out last night. She took the bill.
Yeah, she didn't even ask us to. Very nice of her. Big fan of you, Kat. Big fan of you, Kat. Gonna miss you in LA because we won't be able to do that. We'll have to pay the bill. That's kind of annoying. Anyways, guys, we're going to commercials.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. So as we mentioned, guys, on Monday morning, we'll be entering a flight to head to California for the week, Francis, for the VidCon, the video convention. So you will not be like, this is like outdated. So like we said anything that like breaking news hit and we just wouldn't be able to say that. You know what I'm saying? Because we'll be in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going bowling with Thomas
and
Jerry.
We are going bowling.
Which
one
of us do you
think? How much did you pay for bowling?
Bowling was expensive. We had to book it also a week in advance, but I guess
no one has ever been that planned to go bowling.
Fun fact, we were in a bowling tournament the other day, me, Francis, our grandfather, and our brother, and a man next to us bowled one strike shy of a perfect game.
That is true.
We just paid money to lose. We paid money to go to a tournament and lose bowling.
Yeah, there's nothing we could do.
By the way,
that.
The tournament entry was cheaper than the bowling that we're doing in California. And that came with a large pizza, a soda, and the four of us bowling. Yeah, I'm pretty upset about this bowling price.
I guess Disney.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to back out of this whole bowling thing.
Unless Cap picks up
Cap
the bill.
Picks up the bill. Yeah. Last time we were in VidCon, we were with Jerry. If you watch our Twitch streams, you'll know Jerry. He's a good friend of ours. He's a creator. He's been on one of our podcast episodes, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Taken Out at the Ball Game. Go back and listen to our old episodes if this is like your first episode or something. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at the No Point Podcast. But he got really sick last time at VidCon, so he didn't come with us. He stayed in the hotel all 7 days while we enjoyed California. Which recently he got really mad at us because I was like, Jerry, were you at this party? Were you doing this with us? And he goes, you know I wasn't. You know I was in my bed sick. But he couldn't figure out Uber Eats. So my sister had to Uber Eat him food each and every single day. So Kat picked up the bill for Jerry, who she's only met once.
Our sister's very generous. Very generous.
Very generous. If you're going out with her, just wait long enough. She'll pay.
Unless it's Smokey Bones.
Then don't try it.
Don't even try it.
Don't even try it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll post a podcast next week because we'll get back from California on Wednesday.
Sure.
But make sure you are up to date on our No Point Podcast Instagram. Make sure you're up to date on our Franchismo 10 Instagram and TikTok because we'll probably be posting some epic stuff from there.
Yeah.
And make sure you go to our Instagram, guys, the No Point Podcast. We've been posting Reels clips of our video version of the podcast. Make sure you follow that right now. Make sure you like, comment, and share each and every single one of those reels so it will really help us out. And make sure in the comments you give us the code word, which we give each and every single episode of the podcast so we know you listen to the podcast. Francis, what's the code word for this episode?
I forgot my wallet.
So guys, can you please go right now to the No Point Podcast on Instagram, like the reels, share the reels, comment, I forgot my wallet, and we'll respond to you. We'll interact with you because that means we know you actually listen to our episode. We also have a wonderful place called Fan House where you can hit the link in the description of these episodes, put in the code free pass, and join an awesome community of our closest fans. And we'd love you if you'd come over there and join that. So until next time, I'm Chippy Bree signing off.
Hit up Francis.
Francis, are you okay?
Can I pat you down? Where's your wallet?
It's,
Where's your wallet?
Check the back bands!
Always check the back bands, women.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to No Point Podcast. New episode every week. Make sure you follow on social media so you don't miss a single second to this total nonsense.